Is provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Do you often divide the dinner bill with friends or family? Now you can split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your Me Banking online and Me Banking mobile account. So after you split the meal, make sure you split the bill with Zelle. Ask a representative at Farmers and Merchants Bank or the Bank of Fayetteville for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
Well, it will be Manton's ball to start this second quarter as they trail Greenwood 20-3. It will be Lake and Moore inbounding the ball on the near sideline. She gets in the backcourt to Amelia Rucker as we're back underway. Rucker met by a double team as she crosses the timeline, throws out to Moore. Moore is going to dribble towards the elbow, now kicks it back out to Rucker. She's going to try for the long three-pointer. Will not go. Hits the front of the iron. Ball is knocked around. Controlled by Wilbur. Mountain Home sets back up as Wilbur goes up with it. Will not go. And Colton's able to chase down another offensive board. Ball is knocked away by Cartwright. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. And the Lady Bombers will inbound it with 7:37 left in the half. Moore throws it into Rucker. Trusty right there on her. Now she's about to be met by a double team. Kicks out to Moore. Moore will throw it to Chafin in the right corner. Chafin's going to dribble a little closer to the basket. Now her pass is hits the near sideline as Moore couldn't quite save it from going out, and that'll be Mount's home's 10th turnover of the night. We're 37 seconds into the second quarter. Greenwood with the ball, leading by 17. Gray dribbling on the right side for the Lady Bulldogs. Throws up top to Trusty. Down to Cartwright in the paint. She goes up for the layup. Will not go. And a late foul call. Man, it's like one of those, again, where it looks like you're waiting to see if the basket
goes in. Yeah, they're waiting to see if it goes in, and then he calls it right after we get the rebound. Like, we had the rebound going before he blew the whistle.
Wynton Coleman picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. First free throw for Maddie Cartwright is up and in. That's the first free throw for either team tonight. 7:11 left in the half as Cartwright shoots the second shot, gets both. She now has 12, and Mount Home's going to clear the floor again. Bring back in Morton Wehmeyer, Annie Norcross, Kate Jackson, Cameron Mullen, and Parker Husky. 7:11 left in the half. It is 22-3, Lady Bulldogs up. Another zone press for Greenwood. Ball goes to Cameron Mullen. She couldn't handle the pass, but luckily Abby Summit knocked it away, went out of bounds. Parker Husky looking in, bound on the far sideline, gets in the backcourt to Mullen, and she'll be fouled from behind. That is Anna Trussie's first personal foul, and I believe 13 foul against the Lady Bulldogs here in the first half. Husky will throw it to Mullen. And now she's trying to figure out how to get a double team. Kate Jackson has the ball knocked away in the paint, and Greenwood's going to come up with a nose steal. 11th turnover against the Lady Bombers. Cartwright quickly back the other way, going coast to coast for the layup. Will not go. Wehmeyer gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Mullins, she's going to try to go coast to coast for the layup. No good, but she draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 6:33 left in the half.
Hey, good job there by Cam going coast to coast, not letting Greenwood get their defense set up and taking the ball right to them.
That is Megan Gray's first personal foul, team foul number one. Number four against the Lady Bulldogs. Cameron Mullen's first free throw is up and in. And that breaks the Lady Bulldogs run of 19 straight. Amelia Rucker checking back in, replacing Parker Husky as Mullen hits both free throws. Her first 2 points of the night. 22-5 our score. Back quickly, Cartwright's going to pull up for the three on the left wing. No good. And the rebound's knocked around, and it's going to be controlled by Trusty in the right corner. She's going to drill towards the paint, pull up for the jumper, no good. And this time the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Mountain Home's actually out rebounding Greenwood 10-6 so far in this game. Here is Mullen into the front court, throws it to Jackson on the left side. Throwing it to Norcross on the right side, towards the corner to Wehmeyer. Her pass was right there for Summit to steal, but now Norcross comes up with a steal of her own.
Yeah, good awareness there by Annie to see that ball coming and pick it up.
Norcross, she's going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good. And the rebound comes to the Lady Bulldogs. That was Greenwood's first turnover of the night just a moment ago. Here's Cartwright with it. She's drilling towards the lane, going in for a layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled.
You know, the Lady Bombers got to know who's guarding Cartwright. We got to know who's guarding Cartwright. I mean, what you got? 14 right now, and you know, that's the one that makes them go. We got to come back and find her on the transition, and you know, she's outscoring the Bombers, what, 14-5 herself right now.
Yep, and she's going to try to make it 15 as she shoots a free throw. Can't get it to go, though, and the rebound, though, chased down by Cartwright, and now she'll go out of bounds.
Step on the You got her stepping on the line there.
Okay, so that's second turnover against Greenwood. By the way, Lady Bulldogs brought in some subs just a moment ago, including sophomore Carly Sexton. Let's see if I can tell you who else came in just a moment ago. Junior Ella Williams. Here is Mullen with it up top. Throws over to Rucker. Down to Norcross in the corner. Now she's met by a double team, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Greenwood's ball on the possession arrow. 13th turnover against the Lady Bombers. It comes with 5:28 left to play in the half. I believe Ashlyn Butler also checked in for the Lady Bulldogs as well. Ball is with Williams. Now ball goes over to Summit on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up and in. Abby Summit with 6 points on the night.
You know, when we let them dribble penetrate, we got to keep them in front. Like I said, that's what they want to do, is dribble penetrate, and then they want to kick for those threes. We got to know where those shooters are.
Here's Mullen going into the lane the layup. Can't get it to go, and the rebound comes to Greenwood.
Yeah, great move by Cam there, taking it right to the hole. Good job by her.
27-5, Lady Bulldogs up. Ball is with Gray. She's going to try for the three. No good. Waymeyer comes up with the rebound. Back quickly comes Mullen. She's dribbling towards the left corner. Now she gets by her defender. She's going to pull up for the leaning jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up in the paint and in.
Man, you got to know, Cam is playing hard right now. Good job for her. She is attacking and penetrating, and she's doing a really good job for the Lady Bombers.
And a timeout is going to be called, I believe, by Greenwood. Yes. We'll break with 4:36 left to play in the half. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 27-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Well, Greenwood taking their first time out of the night after Cameron Mullen hit the jumper to cut to 27-7. Here is Gray. She's going to try for the long three-pointer for the Lady Bulldogs. No good. Rebound will be chased down by Greenwood. Ball is over with Gray. Up top now to Summit. Back over to Gray on the right side. She's going to try for the long three-pointer. In and out. No good. And this time the rebound comes to Lauren Waymeyer. Waymeyer in the front court loses her footing and is called for travel. 14th turnover against the Lady Bombers. 4:06 left to play in the half. 27-7, Greenwood with the ball in the lead. And right down there by herself was Butler. Her shot was blocked, but now a jump ball is going to be called as teams are trying to go for the rebound. It will be Mount Holmes ball in the possession arrow. Don't like to give up that pass, but it was a good job getting back to get the block.
Yeah, Parker did a good job coming back, not giving up on the play. Whoever's man it was wide open down there. You know, the Lady Bombers kind of out of sorts, not knowing who they're guarding, and they were wide open, but good job hustling and recovering there by Parker.
Here's Mullen with it, throws it to Wayne, the right corner. Cross court to Mullen in the left wing. Over to Jackson in the corner. She's going to try for the three. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Williams, and back comes Greenwood. Ball is now stolen by Parker Husky. She has the ball knocked away, but she's trying to get it back in the front court. Now a jump ball is going to be called, and it will be Greenwood's ball in the possession arrow. 15th turnover against Mountain Home. 3:25 left to play in the half. And a trustee in Adriana Russin checking back in for Greenwood. I believe they replaced Megan Gray and also Ashlyn Butler. Here's Russell with it. Throws it over to Sexton. Sexton's going to try for the jumper up at the top. No good. Missed everything. Russell tried to save it in, but it went right out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes ball with 3:09 left to play in the half. 27-7, Greenwood up, Inbound pass goes to Mullen. Another zone press for Greenwood. Mullen is into the front court, met by a double team immediately, and kicks over to Rucker on the left side. Rucker tried to throw it back to Mullen, goes over her head, and back the other way. After going for the steal is Carly Sexton. She gets a layup good. 16 turnovers against Mountain Home. Here is Husky quickly back the other way. She has the ball on the right side, throws over to Mullen. Mullen dribbling up the top. She's going towards the left elbow, kicks it to Rucker on the left wing. Her three-pointer, good.
Yeah, good there. Good kick out there. Good way to have her feet set and get that shot up. Good job.
6 points on the night for Rucker, 29-10. Lady Bulldogs up, less than 2.5 minutes left to play in the half. Here is Summit with it. She drills through the free throw line, throws over to Rustin on the left wing. She'll dribble to the elbow, kick it out to Trusty. Over to Summit on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up and in. Abby Summit with 9 points, all from the arc. And it is 2:12 left to play in the half as Greenwood's lead is now 32-10. Back comes Mullen. She throws it to Jackson in the right corner. Tries to throw it to Husky. Ball is knocked away, and Trusty comes up with a steal before it goes out of bounds. Trusty will dribble on the right side. Gives it down to Summit in the corner. Up top now to Sexton. Sexton's going to drill to the left elbow. Kicks it over to Williams. Her three-pointer in the right, left corner was no good. Rustin chases down the offensive rebound. And now Greenwood's going to call timeout. We'll break with 1:43 left to play in the first half. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 32-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Well, Greenwood quickly calling the timeout after Rustin chased down the offensive rebound in the corner. They wanted to try to avoid a turnover. So they will inbound it with 1:43 left to play in the half as they lead Mountain Home 32-10. Boy, this Greenwood team's just that pressure has just been all night.
Yeah, their defense, they're clicking on all cylinders right now.
Cartwright dribbling towards the lane, pulling up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Here is Moore, Lake and Moore. She checked in during the timeout. Ball goes over to Rucker near the right corner. Now she picks up her dribble. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Finds Coleman cutting into the lane. Her jumper's partially blocked. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mount Holmes ball with 1:19. Let's play in the half. Abby Summit and Megan Gray checking back in for Greenwood, replacing Carly Sexton and Ella Williams. Again, 1:19 left in the half. Lady Bombers inbounding it underneath the basket as they trail by 22. Here is Moore with it up top. Throws over to Rucker on the right side. Back up to Moore. Moore tries to split the double team. Has the ball knocked away. And now a jump ball is going to be called. It will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession hour. We've had a lot of jump balls in this half.
Yeah, there has been a lot of jump balls. You know, it's been a lot of scrums on the floor. Yeah, I don't know how many we've had. At least five or six, I think.
Something like that. Norcross tried the three after she immediately took the inbound pass. Couldn't get it to go, and Greenwood comes up with the rebound. Here is a Summit throwing up top to Gray. Over to Cartwright. She's going to drill down to the low block, going in for the jumper off the glass and in.
Yeah, she's just a strong guard that just kind of, right now, she's kind of doing just whatever she wants.
16 points from Addie Cartwright. 34-10, Lady Bulldogs up. And now Greenwood comes up with another steal. Cartwright brings the ball into the front court, down to 35 seconds left in the half. Now she has her pocket picked, and I think she just lost the handle of the ball. Here is Coleman back the other way, going in for the layup. Couldn't get it to go, but draws the blocking foul. She'll head to the free throw line with 28.9 seconds left. Megan Gray picks up her second personal foul, team foul number five, against Greenwood, and Whitten Coleman to shoot her first free throws of the night. First one is up and in. You got to be proud, Dad.
Yeah. I wish she'd have made the layup. I can definitely say that.
Well, that's true.
She should have taken that contact and made the layup. But
second free throw for Coleman. Bounces around and goes in. Her first 2 points of the night. 34-12. Lady Bulldogs up. Cartwright bringing the ball into the front court with 24 seconds left in the half. They'll probably hold for the last shot. Here is Trustee throwing it over to Gray on the left side, getting it down to Cartwright on the low block. Her layup way too strong, no good. Emma Wilp comes up with a rebound, but has her pass knocked away, and Cartwright's right there to get the steal and the layup. Down to 6 seconds left. Here is Coleman with it. Throws it to Norcross. She's going to try to go into the lane. Now throws it to Rucker. She couldn't. To Rucker. She couldn't get the three in time, but wouldn't count it anyway because she didn't make it.
Yeah.
And we've reached the end of the first half. Well, it's pretty much been all Greenwood in this one.
Yeah, it has been all Greenwood. You know, lots of turnovers for the Lady Bombers and you know, really Cartwright just having her way with us and doing whatever she wants. And that's been a recipe for success for Greenwood tonight.
We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a couple minutes. Our score at the break, Greenwood leading Mountain Home 36-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance,